This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. British writer Carol Phillips is known for his historical novels about the lives of blacks in Britain. His latest novel, though, A Distant Shore, is set in the present. It's the story of Solomon and Dorothy, two social outsiders whose lives merge in a small English village. In an interview with Day to Day's literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates, Carol Phillips notes that this new book doesn't abandon the past entirely. He uses the technique of flashbacks.
One of the things that happens when people are beginning to tell things about themselves that have been buried, discover things not only about themselves, but about their relationship to other people who have hidden histories too, things become confused. And so I'm trying to reflect some of that confusion and some of the complexity, if you like, of the problems of having histories or parts of histories that are buried away. Things have become incredibly complex in a way which I think is surprising for many British people.
Solomon flees civil war in his country, and at one point you have a scene where there's an entire boatload of illegal immigrants who are heading for Europe, and all of them want to go to England. What does England symbolize for them? Why there, as opposed to Spain or France or Germany or somewhere that might even have been easier for them to get to?
Well, I think two things. One is obviously language. Solomon in this novel is an English-speaking West African, and therefore the language, the ability to integrate into the society is probably going to be easier, or at least it's imagined that it will be easier. The second thing is a sense of historical fair play of Britain. The idea that somehow Britain is a country of decency, of good manners, civility, and that one will be able to participate, because this notion of a kind of paternal benevolence that Britain gives out towards her colonial or former colonial subjects, I think lives on. Today, the empire is gone. But I think lingering on in the consciousness is the idea that somehow one will be looked after in Britain, because there is this historical relationship, almost like a mother or a father to a child.
But when he finally arrives in England, Solomon is tremendously disappointed in what he finds in some instances. Why?
Sometimes we're disappointed with our parents. These bonds are, I think I use the term, they are often imagined, but sometimes you make a terrible journey, as Solomon does, or a great effort, as he certainly undertook to get there to discover it. I think Solomon arrives in an England that is very different from the England that he's been reading about in school books, from the England that he's been hearing about on the BBC World Service News. It is a more brutal England, physically, in terms of violence, and although he, in the course of the novel, does not articulate this with a great deal of passion, paradoxically the other character, Dorothy, is the one who actually brings us to some understanding of what the nature of contemporary England is.
And Dorothy's disappointed in England too, but for very different reasons. What are her reasons?
She finds the whole movement towards a multicultural England, an England where people don't always worship on a Sunday, some worship on a Friday. She finds that complicating of the cultural and ethnic background of England to be unacceptable. And, of course, standards have declined. I mean, she has a very almost Victorian notion of what decency of behaviour should be. But in a sense, it's a similar notion of England that Solomon has in his mind.
Which is perhaps why she was drawn to him, because of his reserve and his decorum.
Absolutely. I mean, she sees this immigrant who has arrived in her country, who, although he's a stranger and an exotic stranger, paradoxically is dressing and is holding himself and is conducting himself in a way which she finds acceptable.
He's an Englishman, despite the fact that he's not an Englishman.
He's a very dusky Englishman, but he's
well,
the
let
more
me ask
acceptable
you about
kind of
that.
Englishman.
Because some people might argue that the notion of, you know, being black and being English are mutually exclusive, that, you know, 100 years ago they were mutually exclusive, and even now they're mutually exclusive. What do you think of that?
They're not mutually exclusive now. I mean, I think less than 100 years ago they were mutually exclusive. Mrs. Thatcher, I think, had some great difficulties with the idea of yoking together a black person and a British person in the same body. That's an old British problem of accepting the outsider, of understanding that one can be more than one thing. In this country, for instance, it's in the United States, it's very easy to accept a kind of cultural plurality in an individual. You have it as inscribed in the language. British people don't hyphenate. They find it very difficult to say black British or Jewish British or Italian British. The hyphen is very absent.
Carol Phillips is the author of A Distant Shore, which has just been nominated for a National Book Critics Circle Award. Congratulations, and thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that interview by Data Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.